Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio, the show with important information that can save your life. On the show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths controlling our world. And hopefully, give you the courage to say no more. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in, where doctors are killing people, where lawyers are selling out their clients, where judges are prosecuting the innocent and letting their fellow Masons go free, etc., etc. We must formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell that we find ourselves in. And of course, the main plan, as far as I'm concerned, is identifying the psychopaths with the yarmulke and quarantining them, and then allowing all the suppressed technology to restore health, clean the earth, clean the air, clean the water, et cetera, free energy, which will put all these oil barons out of business, unsuppress that technology so that we can have the earth that we were meant to have. If you haven't checked out my websites, I encourage you to do so. The best website to start with is reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. My other website is drcarley.com. That website has a scarier information, such as my description of inoculations as the true weapons of mass destruction. But the reversingvaccineinducediseases.com site has a lot of very good information. Please send people to that site who are just starting to open their eyes, who are perhaps realizing that the idea of injecting their children and their pets with toxic poison is really quite insane. And of course, the best place to start is on the VID, Vaccine-Induced Disease tab. Download the diagrams that I created. The first one is the cause of all disease on one piece of paper, as well as listen to the lecture that I gave in Chicago in 2008 where I'm explaining the diagrams. And of course, no one has ever been able to refute that what I've said is true because it's pure common sense. It's amazing when this came to me how simple the whole thing is. If you eat garbage, if you breathe garbage, if you, drink garbage, if you are injecting garbage into your system and being exposed to so many chemicals and other toxins, obviously your body is going to eventually reach critical mass and develop disease symptoms to try to let you know that you're doing the wrong thing. It's really so simple. So while all of these people are, you know, marching for the cure, all the pink ribbon people, now we just had a march here in North Carolina recently. They're marching for Alzheimer's. It is so ridiculous. We know what causes all of these things. We have to get rid of the companies that are poisoning us with the products that are causing these things, because drugs are never the solution. And of course, that's the only thing that we are offered by Big Pharma. And I encourage all of you to realize that there are many of us that are standing up. I meet more and more people all the time doing very important work in regards to different issues that is important to them. As a matter of fact, thanks to one of my listeners, BJ, who referred me to a guest, Deborah Tavares, who is an expert on smart meters. She will be on my show on These Changing Times tomorrow, Sunday at 12 noon Eastern time. So definitely tune into that. There's so many subjects I can cover. That's why, as I always say, with a show called What's Ailing America, or my show out of the UK on Sunday, What's Ailing the World, I will never run out of answers to these questions. But the good news is that in order to stop what's ailing America and the world, we just have to vaporize the ones that are causing it. The psychopath predators who are depopulating the planet under Agenda 21, as Maggie Rodden talks about and is an expert on, and put the people causing the problem into a place, you know, quarantine them somewhere. I don't claim to have all the answers, but obviously they must be stopped from what they're doing. We are being killed, and we have a right to protect ourselves. It's called self-defense, and we have to start doing that. And always remember that just knowing the truth will not set you free. You must act on the truth. You must do something. Each one of you will decide what you're willing to do. If it's just telling friends and neighbors, some of them won't listen. Accept that and move on, because those people are going to die. But whatever you can do, including supporting those who are really doing the big stuff and putting a target on their back, whatever you can do, please do it. Because silence is consent. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. And if you're not doing anything, you're being silent. Ergo, you are consenting. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. I have two other shows tomorrow on thesechangingtimesradio.name.com. It's What's Ailing the World at 12 noon Eastern Time, and on republicbroadcasting.org until Studio B is wiped out, which, you know, there's rumors that Stantmiller is going to do that because he's not getting enough cash from listeners. But I have a show on RBN, and at least as of today, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays as well. And also, tomorrow at 12 midnight, I'm going to be on Sean's show on Orion. So tomorrow's going to be a busy day. Three shows in one day. I'm doing quite a bit of that lately. But I'm doing whatever I can to get the word out there, because we are at a very important time in human history. And I know, I do not believe, I know that we can stop the monsters, because exposure is what they fear the most. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. And I want to thank listeners Kim and ET, who sent me donations this week. Very much appreciated. I use donations to help pay for my website, different research that I do, getting books, getting research papers, which most of the papers that I have to get, they charge you like $30 a pop just to get one of these research papers. But this is what I'm using to put my master template of Murder by Medicine together. So I do appreciate if you can make a donation of any size, even if it's 50 cents. You know, it makes me feel good to know that people do appreciate what I do. Telling me that you appreciate me doesn't help me pay my bills. You can also help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcrowley@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron and a Defendable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. And, of course, if you get a strange message, my number's been disconnected, have the operator dial it for you, because strange things are happening with my electronics. What a surprise. My Skype username is drcrowley1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients. I'm getting too many people requesting Skype contacts, so if you can please call me, much better than emailing me. I get too many emails, and I may very well miss your email. If you can call me, it's better to call me. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you, to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Please also support the station. You can support Orion Talk Radio by donating on the homepage and buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. Archives of mine for the past few years are posted on the lightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Crowley Archives, and there's the music, and I'll tell you about a recent thing that's happened with my archives. It just never ends, folks. Okay, we'll be back after these messages. Today's show, What's Ailing America, Vaccine Propaganda Throughout the Media. I'm going to go solo, and I encourage your calls. I'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company, providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com.
Listening to Orion News Talk is even easier to do with your smartphone. If your cell phone accepts software apps, the best way to listen to your favorite radio is with TalkStream Live or TuneIn Radio. Just download the app and then do a search for Orion Talk Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take us with you wherever you go. At work, the gym, at the store, or on the road. Anywhere you need to go, we'll be with you. Orion News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. Albert Camus. Hi, my name's Sean from Australia, and you are listening to micro1650am.com, the flagship station of the Orion Talk Radio Network. Donate now. Go to the chip-in banner at oriontalkradio.com. Help the network. Come and ride the reality train outside of the mainstream media nonsense. Orion Talk Radio. Free speech worldwide. Guaranteed.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is vaccine propaganda throughout the media. And let me just finish my introductory remarks. Once again, please support the station by donating on the homepage and buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll-free number to listen to the show. Very important for you to mute your phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. There's so many problems happening now with Skype. It's hard enough to hear as it is, even without background noise. So please do, you know, mute your phones, as I said, when you call in. And also, the studio is putting forth a number, 940-293-0379. If you would like to make comments about the station, if you have any suggestions, RBN is actually interested in what the listeners have to say. So that's a wonderful thing. Okay, couple quick things I just want to mention before I start my main topic. Let's see. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. As mass criminals are going free, psychopaths are destroying the world, all of the things that are happening, crimes against humanity, et cetera, et cetera. We have an article in my local paper here in North Carolina, the Charlotte Observer, Tuesday, October 9th, on page 4B. A Clover man, 79 years old, a disabled Korean War veteran, was arrested for having too much junk on his property. Now, he sells the junk in order to help take care of his sick wife, who has medications that are not covered by Medicare, and his measly fixed income of $898 a month causes him to have to sell this junk that he has accumulated on his yard. And the community was so outraged that they actually got together and built a fence for him to hide his junk behind the fence. But that wasn't enough for the judge. Clovertown Judge Melvin Howell jailed Ramsey on Thursday for contempt of court and also ordered him to pay a $500 fine. So this is justice at work in America, folks. You know, got to get those 79-year-old disabled veterans with ailing wives out of, you know, out of society and let their ailing sick wives stay home. I have no idea. The story doesn't mention what happened to the poor wife while her husband was in jail. But basically, you know, this is what we're paying our taxes for. So I just thought you'd like to know. Okay. Then we have an article, October 9th, 2012, page 5A. The winners of the Nobel Prize for Science. And we have two mad scientists winning awards. British scientist John Gurdon and Japanese scientist Shinya Tamanaka. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Basically, both of these mad scientists are working on ways to clone and switch cells on and off. And these are technologies that will be used for very nefarious purposes. Obviously, cloning, we know where they're going with that, and I'm sure they've already gone there. I'm sure they have the ability to clone humans, and if they want to take somebody out, but not let people know that they've been taken out, they can just clone them and, you know, create another person. But this molecular switch thing, this is what's really, really disturbing. Because as they find more and more ways to turn our cells on and off, to turn on oncogenes so that we end up with cancer, all kinds of things that are possible. You know, we're only going to have more and more depopulation. And, of course, as we would expect, the Luciferian and Illuminati, you know, Nobel Prize Committee is picking out the scientists who are going to help lead to our destruction for the ones to get their prize. And, of course, that's what we would just expect. You know, the person who's figured out the cause of all disease, of course not. You know, that's not going to happen because the purpose is to cause disease and do it on purpose. So, anyways, no surprise there. Okay, two interesting articles. One was on October 3rd on page 1A of the Charlotte Observer. Dementia on the rise as boomers grow grayer. Well, of course it is because they're getting mercury and aluminum in their yearly flu and pneumonia vaccines. But this article was all about the problem of wandering. This is a big problem with the elderly persons with dementia. And actually, I watched this happen to my much-loved grandmother, who was a nurse, by the way, and, of course, got her vaccines, and used aluminum cookware and other things. As I look back on it, I was able to figure out how she got the Alzheimer's. But she actually got to a certain point where she would drive off in her car. She would forget where she was. You know, she'd be driving around for hours, didn't remember where she lived, didn't remember where she was going. Then, of course, she had to be stopped from driving. And eventually it got worse to where she couldn't even be allowed out of the house. And, you know, the same problem would occur. She would get lost. And so this was back in the day before microchips, or at least before they were pushing microchips, back in the early 70s. And so eventually my grandmother was put in a nursing home where they medicated her until she ended up as a pile of flesh, slobbering on herself, sitting in a wheelchair, medicated to the point she couldn't walk, she couldn't do anything, and then eventually, of course, they killed her. Although they didn't do it as quickly back in those days as they do now. As I mentioned on last week's show, I actually had a person from California call me, here we go, the yawning, and tell me that her grandmother was in a nursing home and the family was contacted and told that they better come and say goodbye to grandma by such and such a day because she wouldn't be alive after that day. So hospice is now actually admitting that their goal is to kill people. See, it's not about decreasing their pain and suffering and all that. It's about injecting them with morphine, getting them to stop breathing and get off the dole as soon as possible. And, of course, they will do that as soon as your personal estate is basically used up. That's when they kill you off. Once, you know, the Medicare has to kick in and pay for nursing home or hospice, that's when they'll kill you. Because until then, they're very happy to make money. Now, interestingly, 6 days later, on page 5A of Charlotte Observer, we have a story about autistic kids who wander. And they're talking about this new behavior called wandering or elopement that's led to numerous deaths in autistic children by drowning and traffic accidents. So you see, basically, they're putting Alzheimer's patients and autistic children into the same boat, calling them wanderers, and this is going to be an excuse to microchip them. And, you know, they do all these things slowly. You know, they got to start the ball rolling slowly. They've already got people microchipping their pets. So as you accept the microchip, then eventually, you know, you'll say, hey, why don't I just microchip my normal child? You know, in case he's left on the school bus or whatever excuse they want to tell you to do it for. Bad idea. These chips can do things to you, not just track you. And I certainly wouldn't allow myself to be diagnosed with any condition and have that be used as an excuse to stick a microchip in me. But I know I'm probably speaking to the choir. Listeners to this network know what's going on. Okay, in regards to what you're hearing about now with this meningitis outbreak, I just want to let you know what the deal is. Because as soon as I heard about this, I said, okay, what's really behind this? And as soon as I found out that a compounding pharmacy was involved, I immediately knew that this has been done on purpose. The specific compounding pharmacy involved in this scandal, the New England Compounding Center of Framingham, Massachusetts, I expect it's probably a CIA front, that they did this on purpose. Because, you see, compounding pharmacies are a big threat to big pharma. Compounding pharmacies, almost all of them, are doing things like with natural doctors, doctors that use bioidentical hormones, things of that nature, they'll take a reading, and mostly women, but sometimes men, find out what hormones they're deficient in, and write a prescription to create a natural product to replace their hormones. That's what most compounding pharmacies do. Most compounding pharmacies aren't playing with steroids and sending them off to have injected into people's backs. As a matter of fact, steroids shut down the immune system. So by contaminating this steroid product with fungus and have that be injected directly into people's spinal cords, that's a very easy way to kill people. And of course, people are getting all scared now, and they're demanding that the FDA, you know, move in and that harsher laws be written by Congress. We must have more oversight of these compounding pharmacies. Well, guess what? The FDA is not doing anything with all the other killer drugs out there. So what do we care about compounding pharmacies? I mean, the first time we're ever hearing of a problem with a compounding pharmacy. And in fact, interestingly, they had a segment on C-SPAN's Washington Journal this morning, and a caller called in and actually stated that a friend of his worked in this pharmacy, the New England Compounding Center of Framingham, Massachusetts, and they were working with simian viruses. Now, simian virus, number 40, is the one that causes cancer that was in the monkey kidney cells used to grow the polio vaccine virus. So that was kind of interesting. I don't know how that guy snuck through. But the woman that was being interviewed on the show kind of like gave a glance over. You can just picture the handler, you know, basically giving the guy the cut sign, get him off the phone. And of course, you know, she stated that there's no way that she could validate this rumor, and that we have to look to the CDC and the authorities, you know, to get the truth. Yeah, we know how well that's working out so far. So I just wanted to let you know that's the deal with this new scam. They're trying to get rid of compounding pharmacies because Big Pharma doesn't want anything natural. And as they're buying up more and more of the actual supplement companies, now they're going after compounding pharmacies. We'll see, you know, what happens with homeopathy, you know, if they find some excuse to make that into a problem. Of course, that's going to be very difficult because, according to them, the reason homeopathy is quackery is because it doesn't have anything in it except for the water used to make the remedy, because it's made out of energy. So I don't know how they could come up with a way to cause a problem with that. But we'll see. You never know. Okay. Before I get to the subject today, okay, two other things I want to mention quickly. Natural News put out information about Whole Foods knowingly engaging in massive GMO deception. Actual organic spies, quote unquote, went into Whole Foods and found out that many of the foods that they're claiming organic are not organic. So it's like a bait and switch thing. This is totally disgusting, and that's why you have to be so careful to make sure that you're dealing with a reliable, you know, store or seller, whatever the case may be. And that reminds me of a very important movie. It's called Genetic Roulette. You can go to geneticroulettemovie.com, geneticroulettemovie.com. You can watch it for free until October 17th. This movie, this documentary is fantastic. This will show you the dangers of GMO, all kinds of scientists explaining how it's killing the animals, it's killing the people, it's causing all kinds of disease, and of course, the FDA and USDA are doing absolutely nothing about it, as we expect them to do nothing, because Monsanto pretty much runs the show. And the really uplifting part of this documentary was that many GMO foods, I was very glad to hear that the food sources that they were growing viruses in so they could call them vaccines, that's been stopped. Many other GMO foods have been stopped. And the way you stop it is you tell the people you buy your food from, if you don't get rid of the GMO, I'm not going to shop here anymore. And that's how Europe got rid of it. And we could do the same thing here. So, you know, you basically use your pocketbook in order to tell them what you're not going to consume and watch how fast it goes away. And so that's a really important message. Just say no. As I always say, just say no. And of course, you have to say no to the vaccinations as well, because the vaccinations are actually causing even more damage than the GMO food. Although the GMO food, you eat, you know, you could eat it every day. You're not getting it as often. You're not getting vaccinated as often. So, you know, they're both bad. That's the bottom line. And people have to start doing their own research. I want to tell you about a call that I received. I get calls all the time about unbelievable things that people are dealing with. Right before the show, I got a call from a woman in Canada telling me about a six-month-old baby who has something called nephrogenic diabetes insipidus, where they just, you know, urinate uncontrollably and, of course, did not have the condition before the vaccines. And I'm hoping she gets a consult for her child, this little baby, to reverse this problem. And of course, the doctors have no idea what happened. Oh, it must be genetic. Well, of course, nobody in her family's ever had this problem, so obviously it's not genetic. But this is the kind of stuff I hear every day, and it's very, very troubling. It just breaks my heart to know how people, and especially little babies and pets, are suffering. But a call that I got very recently, this was like the mother lode in terms of how bad things are. And the step-by-step approach that the white coats go through to lead you to death. And it's just a classic. So that I just wanted to, I made a flow sheet out of the situation. I just wanted to let you know. This is how it works. This is a woman in Long Island. Her name is Deborah. 38 years old, was told she had breast cancer. Now, of course, Long Island has probably the highest incidence of breast cancer any place in the country. And when I lived there about 10 years ago, they spent $30 million and I forget how many years to try to figure out why are the women in Long Island getting breast cancer. Well, as it turns out, before Long Island became a major populated area, it was farms sprayed with pesticides for years and years and years. And as it turns out, Long Island has an interesting situation because there's an aquifer underneath Long Island. It's basically, you know, separated from the rest of the water. And so all the pesticides went into this Lloyd's aquifer. And many other toxins did as well. The only toxin they didn't test for was pesticides. And after years of study and $30 million, they announced they just don't know. We can't figure it out. Because, of course, should people realize that pesticides were causing breast cancer? In fact, pesticides are one of the major reasons for breast cancer and prostate cancer. Vaccines corrupt the immune system. The pesticides, you know, mutate the cells. Then you drink the bovine growth hormone milk and your tumors grow like wildfire and you're too acid. You know, I explain all these things in my MP3 files on cancer, which are on my website. But this was an amazing flow sheet. And let me just tell you what they did to this woman. Okay, so she gets her mastectomy, starts chemo. Then she develops cancer in the other breast because, of course, chemo causes cancer. So they cut that breast off and they start more chemo. Then she develops metastasis to her brain because chemo causes cancer. And they didn't get rid of the cancer. You know, given the chemo may have made tumors shrink, but they had already cut the breasts off. So, you know, what's the point? The breasts are gone with the tumors in them. So after she develops the metastases in her brain, they put her on Decadron. Decadron is one of the strongest steroids there is. The steroids shut down the immune system. They put her on the Decadron to, quote-unquote, decrease the brain swelling. But, of course, the tumor is going to grow like wildfire once you start taking Decadron because the steroids shut down the immune system. That's why they gave it in the first line to transplant patients until they developed more poisons for them. Okay, so then she develops bone tumors because, of course, the cancer is spreading to her bone. They do surgery on her leg. She develops a post-op infection with methicillin-resistant staph. They give her IV antibiotics. She ends up with something called pseudomembranous colitis, which is a oftentimes fatal infection caused by these IV antibiotics. And they have to do a colon resection. So now she's got no breasts. She's got, metal rod in her femur. She's got no colon or missing a large amount of colon. But that's not where it ends. The Decadron also causes insulin-dependent diabetes. So she has to be started on insulin for that. The Decadron also causes something called aseptic necrosis, especially of the head of the femur in the hip joint. Where the little ball is that fits into the hip joint, that neck of the femur there, it's not very, large, and it's not very well supplied by blood vessels. So taking this Decadron causes a fracture in the neck of the femur. So she has to have surgery in order to do a hip replacement, is unable to exercise, ends up in bed, has to be given blood thinners, and develops decubitus ulcers. 38 years old. I don't think she's still alive. I just got that initial phone call. I suspect she's probably dead by now. That's what the medical mafia will do for you. So make sure you get that Obamacare. Okay, there's a break. We'll be back after these messages.
DependableVoice.com. The total solution. One-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunication services providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean. Email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum three-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Imagine a world with natural clouds, clean air, clean water, and natural food. Why in the world are they spraying? If you love your family, if you love your children, if you love our planet, it's time to get involved. In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why has our weather been changing? Are the long white lines in the sky changing our weather? Could there be a monetary and political agenda behind these damaging programs? Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is vaccine propaganda throughout the media. I'm going to get to this next, but let me mention, in regards to my archives, which I really appreciate, Sheldon Day posting on the lightofdayradioshow.com. You click on Dr. Carly Archives. He has many of my archives for the last few years. And he's been posting archives for my three shows that I do now at this point. And amazingly, he received a message from his hoster, iPower, that there was a number of shows, and he was actually given the shows and told he would have to post them on some virtual server someplace out in space where, you know, people would have to contact him directly and say they wanted to listen to the archives, which is ridiculous. I mean, so many people are going on his site to listen to my archives. The bottom line is they wanted him to take down the archives that were listened to the most. Now, when you think about that, how ridiculous that is, they're claiming that his site with my archives in particular were sucking up too much bandwidth for the entire iPower group. And you'll have to forgive my terminology. I'm IT, you know, not knowing, let's just say. I don't know anything about the technology on the internet. And if it wasn't for the people that helped me, I would not be able to have websites and archives and all that stuff. But the point is that they're claiming that people listening to my archives were draining so much bandwidth from their entire hoster that he would have to take down the archives that they requested. So he's now having to get another hoster, and he's going to have to install all of those archives, a major amount of work. So I'm very grateful to Sheldon that, you know, he's hanging in there. He hasn't let this discourage him. He knows that this information is important, and that's why so many people are accessing the archives. But, you know, you can't make this stuff up. That's like, you know, a business being told, well, too many people are buying your product, so therefore you got to stop selling that, you know, although, of course, he posts the archives for free. So I just wanted to let you know, if you've tried to access the archives, that's what's going on. And he's going to start by reposting the most recent archives and then go backwards. So I don't know how long this is going to take. And this is the kind of crap that we have to deal with. It's just amazing. But that's what tells you that we're right over the topic. And that's why we carry on. All right. As I've mentioned before, I write a weekly newsletter for the American Survival Newsletter. You can sign up for it for free. It's at the bottom of the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. This is a newsletter that Wendy Wilson put together, and there's various topics covered, financial topics. Of course, she's an herbalist. She talks about herbs. But she asked me for my input on this newsletter situation, and I said, okay. And this past week, I just submitted my 17th offering, and that's what it's titled, What's Ailing America? Vaccine Propaganda Throughout the Media. Now, as it turns out, on September 29th, on my show here on Orion, there was an Orion news break, or an IRN news break, which I have to say is just mainstream media crap, you know, that comes on at the beginning of each hour. And we heard this Dr. Schneiderman talking about the importance of flu vaccines. And, of course, this really irritated me. How is this news? How do these people come on news breaks, and we see it all the time, all over the media, and bring up the importance of getting your flu vaccine as part of a news break? So I complained to the station manager, and he contacted the IRN news people, and they got me an email for Dr. Schneiderman. And his email is Schneiderman, S-N-E-I-D-E-R-M-A-N, @gmail.com. So I wrote to Dr. Schneiderman, and this is what I wrote. An IRN news break, which aired on one of the internet stations I have a show on, featured you pushing flu vaccines last week. I find it very troubling that MDs such as yourself make such blanket recommendations without giving out very important information critical for informed consent, such as the fact that no vaccine, including Gardasil, has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer. No vaccine has ever been proven safe or effective. You did not give any disclaimer as to whether you have a conflict of interest in pushing vaccines, i.e. whether you are on the payroll of Big Pharma. I have been researching vaccines since my only child was brain damaged 15 years ago. I have tried to get a vaccine promoter to come on the air with me for many years to discuss things as U.S. Code Title 42, Section 300AA-25, which is the law in regards to reporting vaccine adverse events. I have tried for 12 years to get a list of the stated vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, injuries, and conditions where deaths occur from the CDC. No response. What you stated was not news, it was propaganda. I am giving you a chance to back it up with facts on my internet radio show, which has listeners all over the world. And I signed it, Rebecca Carley, MD, Court Qualified Expert in Vaccine-Induced Diseases. Of course, I've heard no response from Dr. Schneiderman, and I expect no response from Dr. Schneiderman, because shills like this, they just, you know, go on the air and they tell everybody how important it is to get a vaccine, and they don't tell people any of the facts in terms of the side effects, and the other things that I mentioned. So I find this totally disgusting. And I find it totally disgusting that IRN News would play a promotion for the flu vaccine as part of the news. Like, who's paying them off? What's going on here? This is very troubling. Well, and then we're led to last Sunday's Parade magazine, which loyal listener Reagan did call into the show to talk about. But somehow she got a hold of the Parade magazine, which is in the Sunday paper, on Saturday. And so she was able to call in last Saturday. Well, I had to wait till the next day to get my copy on October 7th. And it was a 5-page article, including the front page. The cover story was Truth and Consequences, Why So Many Parents Are Delaying or Skipping Vaccines, and What It Means for the Rest of Us. You know, you got to get people to hate those anti-vaccine people, you know, because basically, you know, they're interfering with the herd immunity. But let me get into more about that later. The amazing thing, and this is what I try to teach you how to read between the lines, because it's truly amazing what you will find there. The article highlights a 15-month-old little girl, Juliana Flint, who came down with HIV meningitis after getting the HIV vaccine. Let me say that again. She got the HIV vaccine And she got meningitis with HIV. Now, obviously, she got the meningitis because she was injected with the organism. But no, look at how they twist it. They say that unbeknownst to her parents, Juliana has a rare immune deficiency that made the HIV vaccine ineffective. Ineffective, it was very effective. It gave her the meningitis, okay? But they're trying to make people believe that she didn't develop antibodies against the HIV because of her quote-unquote rare immune deficiency. Well, I explained in my document, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, how the direct injection of viruses corrupts the immune system, makes the antibody production go crazy, and shuts off the T cells, which are the little Pac-Man cells that are supposed to gobble up bacteria, viruses, and cancer cells, etc. And so obviously, her immune deficiency is not rare at all. It's the usual immune deficiency caused by the injection of vaccinations. But you can't make this stuff up, that they would actually do a story on this girl who got meningitis with the HIV organism after getting the HIV vaccine. But you know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, the robots drinking fluoride and all the rest of it are going to read this and say, oh yeah, gee, this is very serious, because why is this important for the article? Because they are using the fact that there's people out there with immune deficiency as a reason why you must get your child vaccinated, because it's your duty to the community, okay? It's your duty. You must risk your child's life so that you can develop herd immunity, which is a total fraud. All right, there's the music. We're going to a break. I'll be back after these messages. And once again, I welcome callers. Love to hear what you have to say about this stuff. We'll be right back.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
I got Michael Murphy. From what in the world are they spraying?
Weather control. These trails. These